This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we promised you a big announcement for you if you're a worship leader or if you know a worship leader. And this, I think, is not a case of under-delivering and overselling. This is a case of, I think, what could be a life-changing event for somebody. Mm. And to kick this off with us, we have the one, the only, Mr. Chris Tomlin! Yes! Woo! We're also on Facebook Live, too. You can see this. Just search Wally Show on Facebook, and you can check
good
it
morning.
Out. We'll even take some questions in between songs with Chris and stuff, too. So, yeah, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you, man. Great to be with all of you, and yeah, excited to share what we're going to share this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a big deal. You are going to have the opportunity, again, if you're a worship leader, maybe you have a worship band, maybe you've always wanted to be a worship leader. You don't even have to be at a church right now. Mm-hmm. If this is just your heart, you could win the opportunity to catch this. Open for Chris Tomlin!
Yes!
And
what?
Open for Chris Tomlin at Red Rocks! Come on, it does not get better than that.
No, that's the best. I'm so excited we're doing this. I mean, for one, worship leaders, people who lead worship, who pour their hearts out every Sunday, these are my people. This is what I have done since I was 18 years old. And I just have a heart for that and just want to encourage people. But also, this is my fifth or sixth time now to play at Red Rocks, and it's my favorite venue.
Okay. What makes it different besides the gut-wrenching altitude? I walked up the stairs in
right.
Red Rocks, and I got sick.
It's a destination kind of place. Yeah. I mean, people come from all over to come to concerts there. People have Red Rocks on their calendar just to look at, okay, who's playing there? Where can I go and find a concert there? Because it's so special, obviously. It's in Colorado, outside of Denver, in Colorado Springs, kind of the middle there, and it is so breathtakingly beautiful. Just the rock. It is these massive, massive red rocks coming out of it's this natural amphitheater that God made. And you feel like when you're playing music there, you're like, man, if I mess this up, I am terrible at what I do. Because people are so excited to be there, and it's just a beautiful atmosphere. And every time we've played, it's been so special.
Okay, so let me get to the thing about what is involved with this if you're a worship leader in just a second. But if you're not a worship leader but you love Chris Tomlin and you want to see the show at Red Rocks, you can get tickets. They go on sale Friday at 11 a.m. Central, okay? So this Friday at 11 a.m. And if you jump in first, you're one of the insiders, you get 20% off for a limited time. So I love that you're like hooking people up right out of the gate. That's a good thing.
Yeah, thank you, man. This is going to be a big night. We're doing two nights.
Yeah.
We're doing two nights. So back to back, and so that's really special. And we wanted the people who come in first, we want them to have the best best opportunities, best tickets, best seats, all that kind of things. But for me, you know, to have an opportunity to ask or to scour this country and to find somebody or maybe one or two artists to open up,
that'd be huge.
And to give people somebody a shot, like I was given a shot.
Okay, you know? I want to get to that. If you can hang out for a minute, I want to talk about that and the do's and don'ts of opening for somebody, because there are some do's and don'ts. But if you are a worship leader and you want to take advantage of this, or you have a great worship leader and you want to tell them about this, here's how you get in.
Just text the word worship, WORSHIP, if you're a bad speller like me, to 91979. That's worship to 91979.
All the details are there, but basically you're going to send a video saying why you want to do this, mm-hmm. what it means to you to open for Chris, and give us a little taste of what you do. It can be something you've already done and shot. It can be something you do right there. I don't even care if it's an original, like whatever. But you just put your best foot forward, and we'll be picking somebody to join Chris on stage in May. So Chris is going to hang out for a few minutes. We're on Facebook Live. We'll take some questions with Chris in the meantime, and then I got a couple more questions for him, and we'll do that in 10 on The Wally Show. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we have live in studio with us Mr. Chris Tomlin.
Hey, guys.
Excitement.
Good morning.
He's here to share with us. If you didn't hear the breaking news just a minute ago, this is a really great opportunity. If you are a worship leader or you know a worship leader that you want to tell about this, we are giving one person a chance to open up for Chris Tomlin in May at Red Rocks.
I mean, come on. This is so awesome. This is going to be so fun. The best venue, incredible night, back-to-back nights of worship at Red Rocks in May. Right outside of Colorado and right in God's creation.
And so, he won't say it, but with an iconic worship leader. Well, you know, like, I mean, that, I can say that. You're never going to say that because you're humble like Moses. but I mean, this is an amazing opportunity. I'm not even a worship leader, and I'm excited about this because I know it can be life-changing for somebody.
That would be amazing.
Have you ever opened up, like, you've done this since you were young?
Yes. I've had, it's interesting. How I got started in all this, I was in high school, and maybe like you, maybe if you're out there and want a worship leader in a worship band, something you're in high school, and maybe you want to get involved in this and put. I'd love to you submit. You know, this is not about you got to be older or whatever. It could be whoever.
Well, you hired Daniel, your guitar player, when he was really young,
17. Daniel started showing me 17. He skipped his senior year of high school and went on tour with me. We were opening for Delirious.
Oh my goodness,
that was our first opening.
That's crazy.
I mean, there was this English band that's crazy that really revolutionized worship music.
Definitely. And now Daniel looks like an adult. Oh, I was
Daniel
so sad.
Daniel has five kids.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I still think of him as 17-year-old Daniel.
We've been 22, 23 years.
It's crazy.
Drumming together. But anyway, my first one, I went small town, small church. There was a guy at my church. He played and traveled and did music. He said, hey, you want to come with me and set up my guitars and keyboards and stuff like that? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to. We drove 3 hours away, and I helped set up his guitars. I was selling all the tapes and stuff in the back. The tapes, that'll tell you when it was. I was selling tapes in the back, and he, in the middle of the concert, he said, hey. His name is David. He said, hey, I got a friend here. And this guy was my dad's age. I was just a kid in high school. He said, I got a friend here I brought with me tonight. He's been in the back selling the tapes. And his name is Chris, and he's going to come up and finish this concert for me.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
He did not tell me that. He didn't mention we drove for 3 hours. He didn't mention a word about this. I was like, and everybody, he just walks off the stage.
You're like, I haven't written How Great Is Our God yet.
Because
I could just do that a bunch of times.
I've not written anything. I walked on stage and I'd only played at my church. And you really don't know if you're any good at your church because everybody likes you. They can't tell you, you know?
Yeah.
And so I had no idea. And so I walked up there and played some songs. I think it was pretty awful. I walked back and I just kind of went. And people clap. It was kind of a golf clap. Like, wow, that's nice. And went back and got back to the tapes. And this youth pastor comes up and goes, man, I really love what you did. And I'd love for you to come to my church. And that started one invitation to the next invitation, the next invitation. Next. Somebody that, it was just somebody giving you, you have to have somebody believes in you and gives you chances and opportunities, you know. Yep. And I'm definitely, my life is a testimony of that. I've had so many people come along and say, hey, you've got something. I want to give you the opportunity to do it.
Well, see, that's what's cool now is that you get to pay that forward and do that for somebody else now. And so if you want to take advantage of this, we would love to see you do this. Text the word worship, WORSHIP, to 91979. And the way you do this is you do a short little video about why this would matter to you, why you want this more than life itself. Then also, too, you got to show us what you can do. Let's see a little bit of your performance. Because that's important, too. You get the opportunity, but you got to have the goods.
Yeah, and this is an amazing place. This is not just, some whatever venue. This is one of the most iconic venues in our entire nation. I mean, I would put it up there in the top three or four venues in our nation. And so it's really going to be a special night.
So what are some of the don'ts if you're opening up for somebody? Are there don'ts that you should not do?
The biggest one is time. I mean, the biggest one, if someone gives you 20 minutes, you don't go 28.
Yes, because I had a really good story I felt compelled to tell. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to share this.
My heart.
Well,
play your songs. Don't share your heart. Don't waste time on your heart. You got 8 minutes to make this thing happen. Okay, if you can hang out for one more minute, okay? I want to do a couple more of the do's and don'ts for this, and then I might even audition myself. So we'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. Don't do that, Rob.
I'm excited about that.
You're going to make me... Well, that did not sound excited. I will be honest with you, that did not sound even remotely close to excited. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And, man, we are joined by Mr. Chris Tomlin. It's an exciting day as Chris has announced a contest that we are doing, a chance for you to open for Chris Tomlin at Red Rocks if you're a worship leader, or if you go to a church that has a great worship leader or great worship team, let them know, and they can enter this right now.
Text the word worship, WORSHIP, to 91979. That's worship to 91979.
Okay, now again, you're going to be asked to send a video of why you want to do this. We want to see who you are and what makes you tick, but also we want to see how you sound and what you play and things like that. That's important.
That's
right,
absolutely. We want to hear your music, hear your songs, and how you play and how you, and how you lead. It's huge.
Okay, and if you can make it shorter, the better. That might help us out a little bit, like going through like 15 minutes.
Let's just be honest.
But also, don't be any better than Chris, because you don't want the opening act to be better.
I would really love that, actually. You know, worship songs today, I don't know what's happening, but they're 10 to 20 minutes,
right.
You know? And and so that would be your whole, you do one song if you go in Red Rocks, and that's
right.
And so it'd be great, you know, maybe a couple of songs.
Yeah.
You send us.
Give some variety, maybe a medley.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
So now, are there rules, though? We were talking about this. If you open up for somebody, Chris has opened up for people in his life, too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the rules of opening up, I would imagine, don't say things like in your video, like, Chris should open up for me. Like, that would be bad. Like, the arrogance doesn't play well in this arena, you know. Don't say like, "Oh, Chris's song 'Praise You in the Storm' changed my life," you know, because then like it means you have no idea who he is.
Exactly. Or every Matt Redman song that I get, I love 10,000 Reasons. Thank you. That's Matt
yes,
Redman.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So know your audience, if you will, and don't like go like, "Hey, you know, as a worship leader, skinny jeans aren't tight enough. I wear a wetsuit," you know. So don't do that. Those are some of the don'ts. What are some of the practical don'ts, Chris, from your standpoint?
Obviously, time. Like I said, time's a big one. You know, if you got 20 minutes, to just honor that. Sound check. Sound check is not your sound check.
Okay. Good to know.
It is like really the band that brought you there. It's their time. So you just use yours as fast as you can. Do your thing. That for me, it was always like get in, get out.
Yeah.
Let them prepare, set up.
Yeah.
Oh, and if they're and if they bring all their, you know, if they've got whatever they bring, smoke and all the light and the pyro, whatever. That's really not worship, but you know, don't say, "Hey man, do you think we can use that on a couple of our songs?" You know,
yeah.
And so that's a big one.
Got to stay humble.
That's
and
good
then
to know.
Volume. If they're playing at a certain volume of the night, you're not going to try to play louder than that. You're not going to go to your sound guy and go, "Hey, you think you can push us louder than..."
That's a big thing. I've heard this from multiple bands. Like, if the opening band tries to be louder than the headliner, it's bad.
Yeah. There's usually, "Hey, man, just let you know."
Yeah. And would it be bad for him to open up with one of your songs? That would be so...
I'm not going to name names, but a band did that once, and they did it. And as like a practical joke, kind of last night of the tour, they played one of our songs, and
I said,
"You know what? They did such a bad. I don't know what they were so bad."
Yeah.
I walked on stage, and as they were walking off, like, "We got you." I was like, "No, you got yourself."
See, when you're Tomlin, you can say that too. That's big. I love that.
I mean, trauma.
Like it could be so simple though. This is the thing, man. It can be you and a guitar sitting there and playing. Just, you know, so we see you. Hey, here's a practice audition. Okay.
Yeah.
So if this is you, you go. Okay.
Oh wow. This is okay.
Practice audition.
This is what to do and what not to do.
This is what to do. I have my ukulele here. And so I would say, "Hey, I'm really excited about this opportunity to open up for Mr. Tomlin." I would do that.
Oh, wow, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Mr. Tomlin.
He's been a big influence on my life, and I can't even imagine how great it would be to just stand in a place where he's going to stand. Like, just to maybe even catch his scent as he walks by. It would be huge.
I'm already on to the next audition. I'm already watching the next
one. So don't do that. But then, again, you have to bring the goods. When it's time, you better deliver. And so, you know, pick a worship song that you love. Like this one. And you can do because you would, and it's even better. Okay. I gotta find the right key. Yeah. Yeah.
Is
wow.
It, is that, he's got the whole world in his hand?
No, no.
Oh.
Waymaker. So. Chris is like, that was?
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, I was.
Are you going to be? You're going to be at Red Rocks with us, I hope, because that's going
to
be a moment.
You know what? They have asked me to come out there with you, and I might actually do that and be the opener for the guy who opens for Chris Tomlin.
Yes.
So, all right, text. All you have to do is text worship to 91979. That's worship to 91979. You'll get all the details about opening for Chris Tomlin at Red Rocks in May, the 23rd and 24th. And if you're like, I have no musical bones in my body, don't say me, Chris. You can actually get your tickets on sale. They go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. Central, and you can save 20% right
off
the bat.
It's going to be incredible. So, incredible night.
Chris Tomlin, I am so thankful for you.
Thanks for doing
you.
This together.
I appreciate you.
I'm really grateful to do this with you guys and share this night with a lot of people, but obviously with whoever's out there that, you know, that we hear from you and you can be on stage with us. It's going to be special. So God bless all of you. Love all of you.
Let's do it. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
Thanks to the recent Russian invasion into Ukraine, many of us are feeling the effects of high gas prices, which are the highest they've been at since 2008.
I know. I noticed. I went and filled up my tiny truck the other day, and I got up to about $75.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. And then I had to fill up my can for my gas, for my lawnmower, and I walked out of the gas station paying over $90. And I remember when I got there, the last person that had been there before me, it was $90. And I looked at that. I remember noticing that and going, oh, that poor person. And then it happened to me.
It happened to you. Yeah. Well, I guess it could be worse. The national average for a gallon of gas hit $4 on Sunday. But in L.A., it almost got up to $7
I know.
A gallon.
It's
That's
bad.
Insane.
Yeah. And again, when you see what's going on in the world in Ukraine and for these people, it's hard to complain about gas prices because of the atrocities that they're living through. But it does, it just goes to show you we're connected. We have effects. And a lot of people had said, you know, if we are sanctioning and embargoing Russian oil and it causes our gas prices to go up, if it truly makes a difference, then I'm willing to do that. You know, if it really would put pressure and it really would stop this nonsense, I think most people would. Sadly, it probably isn't going to stop it, you know?
Yeah. And if that isn't enough, the high gas prices, a chain of French Canadian restaurants are receiving calls of insults and death threats because of this whole thing. But it's because people are confused by the main dish the restaurant serves, which is poutine.
Mm.
That's a normal Canadian dish. But some are confused by it because it sounds similar to Vladimir Putin.
It's probably spelled like Putin, too.
It's spelled different. There's poutine is P-O-U-T-I-N-E. and Putin is P-U-T-I-N.
Well, then these people are just ignorant. Like, if you're calling a restaurant to give them death threats because you can't spell or can't pronounce something.
You need a new hobby.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
crazy.
The restaurant did put out a statement saying there's no need for the threats because they support Ukraine.
And the reality is there was no need for the threats anyway because that's not going to help anything. That doesn't do anything. Like, I'm going to help. Well, that's not helping the problem at all.
I know.
All right. Well, we're going to actually talk with a lady today for our podcast who is from Ukraine. She listens to WayFM as a supporter. She's amazing. Her family's still there. And so to get some insight as to what's going on over there firsthand, it's something that I'm really, really looking forward to in our podcast. And you can always get our podcast for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
So we've been talking about the seven deadly sins, and we got to the one that I've been dreading lately, wrath, anger.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay, so.
And it's funny that you got angry about that.
I did, so mad at this sermon. No. try to hold back some of your opinions on this one, Rock, I'm not sure. But so I kind of internalize my anger, you know, and when I allow my anger to get the best of me, it actually shows the worst of me. My frustration over little things gets built up until eventually it boils to the surface and it damages me and those around me. And I'm finding out, too, it's not just about the lashing out, because that's one thing. You act like a petulant child. But then the fact that you're still letting it get you is the underlying problem. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you explode or not, you're still privately exploding. Like, I was walking around the house on Saturday just frustrated as all get out at something, and my wife heard me muttering and was like, "Hey, babe, calm down." You know, like, and so I didn't even realize it was coming out, you
wow.
know. Yeah.
Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, okay. But you know, anger, like, it can destroy lives, marriages, careers. And we live in a world that's kind of consumed by it. Like the other day, there was a road rage case where, you know, a father had his life ended over a trivial traffic incident. And then the guy that shot him, his life is forever changed over not merging. Like, you guys could have both gone home that day with a little bit of common sense, you know, and instead you've destroyed lives. Or that video of that principal that let whatever happened with that kid set him off and, you know, he smacks him, 40-year career done, you know. And so it's just, there can be lifelong devastating consequences. But I like that he kind of pinpointed where anger comes from. And I hadn't really thought of it like this before. It comes from our selfish desires. Because I've always said that most sins can be broken back to the sin of self, what you want. And that's what anger is. You want your way, and if you don't get it, you get angry.
Right.
You know? And so I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, well, how do you diffuse the anger bomb?
Yes, how?
Here we go.
How do you say?
Okay. Pray, take a beat, and take it to God.
Okay, take a beat. Yes. I like that.
A breath. And Rock's all about that. Rock's like, okay. Before you say anything, let's just think for a minute and calm down, and then never respond when you're angry. You know, wait, formulate a response, and then respond. Like, again,
okay.
Pause.
And we've put this kind of into practice because there have been times where you have had a response to something that has irked you, and I've said, okay, that's our first response.
Exactly. It's
so
like
now
a
let's
four.
Go to our second.
and it always works out better. And then this was a big thing, though. Freely forgive. Be as quick to give forgiveness as you are to lash out, you know? And yeah, I know, that's a tough one for Rock, too. I know, it's okay. It's a safe space. We're fine.
It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, no, it is. But controlling our anger is so important. The Bible actually tells us to forgive each other as Christ has forgiven us. You know, and when we forget how much we've been forgiven for, we resist freely giving grace to others. And so we need to operate like a grace vending machine, kind of. I think that is a good picture of this. It's like, you know, when grace is needed, you give it and you reset. And then you give it and you reset. You give it and you reset. You know, and that's how, if we learn to do that, we're going to be better off for it, and the people in our lives are going to be better off for
it. I'm going to play this back for you the next time I see you angry.
Yeah, like I get mad at some piece of equipment in here that fails to work again.
Take a beat.
I know. I get it. I'm working on it. Work in progress over here. But there's your Monday School. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And I know in parts of the country, it feels like COVID is not being talked about or isn't felt as much anymore. I know New York still feels it heavily, but where we live, it's not a thing anymore, mm-hmm. you know? But I'm curious, and as were other people, like, okay, well, what are the effects of this? What have people been missing, or what was better or worse during this time? And they asked kids, and I thought this was really interesting. So they asked kids, like, okay, were you happier during the lockdowns, or are you so glad right now? And most kids were like, yeah, I'm glad that this time is shifted. But there were a few things that they felt were good during the pandemic.
Oh.
And one in particular that really surprised me. So I'm curious, what do you think kids would say, oh, that was a good thing from the pandemic, Betty Rock?
More screen time.
Ah,
because yeah. parents are locked in with their kids and they're just at their wits' end. That's they're like, guess. Fine, just watch TV.
Yeah, no, that's a good guess. But no, that wasn't it. Gavin, what do you think?
I think that they were more wholesome than expected. And I'm just going to say more family time.
Oh, okay, yeah, aww. You know what? They said that they enjoyed more of the relationship with their family and friends.
Really?
Because it was less chaotic. That's the thing, man. I'm telling you, for most kids, it's not the case for everybody. Most kids, we think that they want stuff. They want our attention. They want our time. They want our concern, you know, and even kids that kind of feel like they're pushing that away, ultimately boundaries and things like that are healthy for them. So that was one thing that kids were saying was a good holdover. But you guys didn't hit the number one thing.
Ooh, okay.
I'm real curious if somebody knows what this is. So what was the thing? It actually was kind of a sad thing, you know, that they felt this, like that this was better during lockdown for them. So 855-33-WAY-FM. It has to deal with school too, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious if you could figure this out. What is the thing that kids say was better for them during lockdown, that they enjoyed more during lockdown, and it's kind of school related? So there you go. 855-33-WAY-FM. Love to get your perspective. Ashton, what do you think is that thing from school that they enjoyed during the lockdown?
I'm going with my teacher gut, and I believe that they enjoyed the fact that they had a lot less bullying at home.
Oh my goodness, you are absolutely sadly right. That was the number one thing that kids said, that at home they had to endure less of that nonsense. And so you say you're a teacher?
Yeah.
That would be hard as a teacher, because I have a thing for kids getting picked on and kids being bullied, probably because I was the small kid with a big mouth. And so I was bullied, you know, but like I would have a hard time not reacting to that and wanting to take out a kid that is bullying another kid.
Right. I've seen a little bit of positive. As they have come back to school, their relationships seem to have gotten a little bit stronger with each other, but I try to just live by this quote that one of my teacher friends has on her wall. You can't go into a public school and talk about Jesus, but you can go into a public school and act like him. So that's just what we try to do every day.
There you go. I love it. And your kids are better off for having you. Ashton, thank you so much for being on the show with us. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
It's time for Songs from a Mug. I thought that would make that segment like really
It actually scared me. I thought there was a massive like mosquito in here.
I spent $12 on a kazoo, and I want to use it every chance I get. So anyway.
Well spent money.
Yeah, thank you. We had Micah Tyler in recently and did Songs from a Mug with him. And this is where he pulls out prompts from a mug, obviously, and is required then to play a song from that. Like, so one of the prompts he got was a song that makes you laugh. And this is a really interesting song that he chose for a song that makes you laugh. And I love when artists play other people's songs. It's just always kind of fun for me.
Oh, I believe I can fly. And if I just spread my wings, I can fly.
Whoa. Nice. Oh, that's so great. Now, Gavin, why did that song make him laugh?
He says that he grew up loving like Looney Tunes and Michael Jordan.
Space Jam.
Said that he played slow motion basketball in his front driveway. Did this, and to be honest, I did the same thing back in the day.
I had no idea this was in Space Jam because I never saw Space. I saw 5 minutes of Space Jam,
what?
And that was about four and a half too much.
I'm telling you, the soundtrack is great. Fire.
You guys love it.
Is
really?
Fire.
It's that good.
Hey, ho, what you gonna do? Hey, What you
okay,
gonna
I,
do?
I don't think I could go back and watch. Yeah, there's
Everybody
no way.
Get up, it's time to slam down.
You guys probably hate the new one with Michael Jordan then. Michael Jordan.
LeBron.
James. LeBron, yeah.
I never saw it.
It was
yeah.
awful.
But okay. Lightning can't strike twice.
No, absolutely not. And so we had him in, and he did another one. It was his favorite Disney song, and so that's a fun one.
Now I'm the king of the swingers.
Oh, that sounds like it.
VIP. I've reached the top. I had to stop, and that's what's bothering me.
Come on, bring it.
I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town. I'll be just like the other men. I'm tired of
bring it. Come
around.
On now.
Oh, it do.
Nice.
I want to be like you.
Ooh.
I want to walk like you. Talk like you. True. Ooh. They say it's true.
Wait a minute. The kazoo player is not to outplay the singer. I couldn't even hear him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need to hold it back a bit.
Sorry, I got carried away. I got caught up in the moment. That was pretty good. If you want to see the whole songs from a mug, because Micah Tyler's fantastic.
Yeah, just text the word mug, M-U-G, to 91979.
But just know there won't be any of this. You're just going to have to watch him, because I just kind of threw that in last minute. Odds are you've probably heard me talking about United Faith Mortgage and why I love them. Hey, it's Wally, and in fact, I just finished up my refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and let me tell you how easy and great the process was. Ryan walked me through every step from start to finish. The first thing I had to do was get some documents like pay stubs and W-2s, that kind of stuff, and you might be thinking, oh, that is so hard. Nope, most of it's online, and you can simply take pictures of any document and email them to Ryan and his staff at United Faith Mortgage. Next, I had to fill out the electronic application online, but that was super easy. And believe it or not, my work was done. From there, Ryan did the rest of the work, including sending a notary to my house to close on the refinance. I felt so bougie. So for my minimal effort, I was rewarded with a huge check in my bank account, and my mortgage even stayed the same. Now, everybody's situation is a little bit different, so make sure you check with Ryan and see what he can do for your family. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you have been watching any of the news, you know how horrific the war in Ukraine is and how heartbreaking it is to watch people flee their country for great uncertainty, forever changing their lives and the lives of their children, and for what? You know, it's so confusing as mm-hmm. to why this is going on. And like, we were just watching a story on the news. It was just heartbreaking. An indiscriminate shell hits the middle of the street, and they were saying there's this family fleeing, and it ended up taking the lives of all the family. I mean, just boom, like that, gone. You know, and as you watch this, you feel helpless and frustrated and angry. So today we're actually going to talk to a lady. Her name's Vladislava, and she's from Ukraine. She has family in Ukraine. She has worked with ministries in Ukraine to help people for years, and she's just an amazing, godly woman who's just like you. I met her at a concert years ago, and she listens to Way FM and loves it and supports it. But I wanted to talk with her about what can be done and what are great ways to help and how do you pray for this situation and what's going on from someone who's directly connected to this, to kind of give it some sort of sense, because it makes no sense when you watch this, you know. So you can check that out on our podcast. We'll have that up probably tomorrow for you. And if you don't subscribe, you can subscribe to our podcast wherever you normally get yours. But Hollywood couple, power couple, Mila Kunis, who is actually Ukrainian. She was born in Ukraine in, I think, 85 or 83. And she and Ashton Kutcher are kind of doing their part. They announced that they've started a GoFundMe in Ukraine to help the refugee situation, because people are fleeing. I mean, they're grabbing what they can take and they're running and they're trying to get into other countries. And you know the debate we have about, you know, people coming into the country illegally, and then you've got a million people instantly flooding that country and the surrounding countries, but they have to escape. So mm-hmm. what do you do? They now are your problem. And mm-hmm. so this whole thing has so many tentacles to it that go out, and there's so many effects from it. And so it's interesting to see people trying to find ways to help. Their goal, Ashton and Mila, was to raise $30 million.
Whoa.
And they kicked it off with a $3 million, infusion of their own money, which is great. But, yeah, so they're trying their part, you know, and that's the thing. Everybody's trying to figure out what they can do to help. We talked about gas prices surging, and, you know, as we take away the Russian oil, you know, a lot of Americans had said, yeah, I will pay more for gas if that really helps. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if it does or not. I have no idea. But if it did, yeah, I would be more than willing mm-hmm. to do that. I mean, that's a small thing that you could do to help other people. But there's a lot of stories in these things, too, outside of the humanitarian aid, is that there are people, I didn't even think about this, that are in the middle of adopting kids from Ukraine right now. Oh. And all of that gets, A, put on hold, but B, I mean, can you imagine worrying about these kids? There's this family that's adopting an 8-year-old girl. She knows what's going on, you know, mm-hmm. doesn't know why, but she knows she's in the middle of it. And they're like, she's like our daughter already. We don't have her legally, but we've been in this process for over a year, and it's heartbreaking, and we're worried for her every day.
I can't imagine.
I know. I don't know. Just the older I get, I think the more frustrated I become with intolerance and greed and people doing things that have life-altering consequences for people that don't seem to make any sense. Like, we're never going to understand Putin's ideology or his mind because it makes no sense to us. It's irrational.
Yeah.
You know, in his mind, it makes sense, but...
Yeah, but to have an irrational mind and then have that much power, that's scary.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't associate your cognitive thinking with his worldview and expect it to make sense, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the frustration. You're like, why can't we literally just get along as people? But we never will, unfortunately. And so that's where you lean into your faith and you lean into hope and you lean into the peace of God and you try, you know, and you try to change it where you can and make it better. If you can't change it for everyone, change it for one. You know, and that's what people are doing. They're taking in one family. They can't solve the humanitarian crisis, but they can solve it for one.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's enough, you mm-hmm. know, and things. So, I don't know, as you look for ways to help, and we are too, trying to figure this whole thing out, and we'll kind of keep you up to date on it as it unfolds and continues to unfold for these people in Ukraine. Way of Him. This is The Wally Show. We love your stories on the show, and that's why we do Booyah Your Weekend. You share with us a story that have something that happened to you on Saturday, Friday, Sunday, whenever, and we go around the room, we give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. And the thing about this is, sometimes if we boo you, don't take it personal. We're like, ooh, boo, that was a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes we take it personal. We're booing out of jealousy because yours was so amazing. So that's how it works. Gavin, why don't you start us off? We'll do a round in the room here.
Okay, so on Friday, we had our small group over for a hangout. It was going to be a grill out.
Okay, yay. Bye. Like without going and doing small group stuff and just like
hang out. Yeah,
see, I think it's important. We're doing that tonight with our small group. And like, it's important, I think, to do that stuff as well as do the Bible stuff.
Yeah, we decided to, because a lot of us, because we're young adults, everyone's got all these things going on. We're really busy. We decided to do this kind of stuff instead of a consistent, you know, like going through a book or something.
Sure.
But again, back to this whole grill out thing. My wife did all of the grilling.
Boo!
I had you at the yay.
No.
But I had to be honest.
Was it because you were too busy like socializing with people and you were trying to share the love of Christ with people?
You're scared of fire.
I was the host, per se.
Oh, no.
And she is the better griller in the family.
Oh, Gavin.
Man. Just being honest here.
I know. I appreciate the honesty, but man, I've been like, I burnt both my hands off. There was no way I could grill something.
I was saving a baby from a train track and lost my hands.
And I know it's a stereotypical role thing, but man, as a guy, like, you got to be a good barbecuer.
Or else,
when you get older, let me just tell you this. When you get older, you will have nothing to talk about other guys with. Like, seriously. Like, okay, there are two guys here, Pastor Chad and Steve.
Yep.
All right. Those two guys talk about cooking brisket for hours, and they both bought pellet grills, and like, and I got in and I'm conversing with them. I almost bought a pellet grill because of them.
And here's the thing. Your wife, Gavin, could join that conversation.
Yeah.
You would have nothing to say in it.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh. Obvious boo for me, Rock.
Obvious boo, because I'm just embarrassed for you, Gavin. I'm embarrassed for you.
Okay. Well, I hope your story goes better than Gavin's did. 0
Please.
For 2 on this one. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number. If you want to share your story, again, you can win a prize if you get more yays than boos. We're a tough room, but you might win this one. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
Okay, so Friday was the end of a horribly long, not fun week at work. I work in construction.
I had planned already to have dinner with my son, who lives about an hour north of me. Went there. I had to actually take my car to the shop, which is right close to his house. He couldn't come get me, so I had to walk to his house.
Oh, wow. Why couldn't he come get you? I'm just curious, because I might boo your son.
Well, hold on. You'll hear this.
Okay.
It's coming. Okay, so it was a mile. It wasn't horrible. So I get there, and, you know, we're talking. His wife is cooking, and, you know, I'm still irritated. And all of a sudden, I kind of notice that he's, like, filming. And I'm like, what are you filming for? He goes, I just love seeing you, Mom. I'm like, all right. And then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see other people, and they come in, and it's all my kids.
Oh, they live in different places and surprised you?
We live in Texas. He brought in his two brothers and one wife from Washington, one brother from California.
That's awesome. I mean, he still could have picked you up from the car place. I mean, let's be honest.
But he was planning everything. We haven't all been together in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's cool.
And he brought them all in.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to have to give a yay to that for sure. Even though your son started off getting my boo, this is a yay for you. That's a great moment as a mom for sure.
Well, and also, I'm going to give you a yay because he's helping you out. He's actually looking out for you because y'all probably celebrated with some good food, and he's helping you burn off those calories, get into that dress.
Right.
Making you walk that mile? Look at him.
Congratulations, Linda. You're a winner today on Booyah Your Weekend.
Oh, thank you.
So, BJ, what is your Booyah Your Weekend story?
Good morning. So, this Saturday, I got a call that my daughter was ready to come home. We fostered and adopted our kiddos, and they come with past trauma. And our daughter went to a mental health hospital and was gone for over a week.
Oh, wow,
we got
that's
to pick
hard.
Her up on Saturday. Yeah. And my kiddo, she's only 5. She ran out to me and jumped in my arms, and it was the biggest hug, the sweetest thing I had ever had from her.
Man, that has to be a great moment, because as a mom, I mean, what do you want out of this life? You want your kids to be okay. You want your kids to be happy. And when you have a 5-year-old that's struggling mentally already, I can't even imagine the concern. And then the decision to have to send her to a place, I bet that was hard to come to, too.
The hardest, absolutely. We were so blessed, though, to have her get that help, and, you know, they're able to step in and start intervening early to help her out.
I can imagine you were nervous about her coming out, like, how is it going to go? And it exceeded all your probably fears or expectations.
Yes, it did, because I was so scared, like, is she going to want to come home? Is she mad that I left her here? And that moment where she was so excited and ran into my arms, I cried.
Understandable, too. Yeah, I think Wally and I will agree. You have to get a yay because you're an awesome mom to give her the help that she needs and be there for her. I mean, she's a blessed little girl.
Okay, I was going to boo it, but like...
No, we'll go, you were
no. Absolutely. I'm so happy for you, and I know Betty is, too. That's a great way to kick off your weekend. And thank you so much, BJ, for sharing the story with us, and we're thrilled for you.
Thank you.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of the lovely and talented Miss Betty Rock.
Well, I think a lot of people will say I have a southern accent. It's something that I'm trying... Yeah. I'm trying to get back and kind of maintain so that it's not too obvious.
I don't think it's very obvious at all. Sometimes it is. Like
Thank
when you're
you.
Talking to your family, you know, like when I hear you and your mama on the phone, it gets really southern really quick.
If I get angry, hangry, or sleepy,
right,
it definitely will come out.
Yeah, or if you hear a banjo, it's like, hey, y'all! She just instantly flips the switch.
Yes. But anyways, I heard this stand-up with Jeff Foxworthy. You know, he's always about the redneck jokes. And so I heard these things, and I thought to myself, these are some words I've actually used myself, or I've heard my family say.
Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, a lot of people here tonight. With you, did you? You didn't bring your truck with you, did you? And last but not least, innuendo. Hey, dude, I saw a bird fly innuendo.
That's so great.
I know I've said that before, especially the witcha did ya.
Yeah.
Like I'll say, oh, you didn't bring that with you. Witcha did ya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone that doesn't know you or hasn't lived in the South would not understand a lot of the things that you say.
That is true. I'm coming to find that out, that there are sayings like, you messed in your nest, now you got a waller in it. Some people don't understand what waller is.
Or we're fixing to. People don't understand that. Hey, yeah. I'm fixing to go up to the Piggly Wiggly. I'm going to carry you up there if you want. You know, and so.
Or, too, when you go to the grocery store and you're like, oh, grab a buggy.
Yeah.
People are like, what? A cart?
A cart. No, a cart is if you push it with your pinkies out.
Right.
A buggy's when you get in there and you throw some Funyuns and Mountain Dew in there.
Amen.
You know you're in the South. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
At this time, in years prior, baseball fans would be excited about the start of the Major League Baseball season. It would be launching into our spring training and opening day games. But as of right now, the Major League Baseball Association's president and the players are disagreeing over finances and player salaries. And there's a lockout, so the start of the season is... We have no idea when it's going to be.
I am dumbfounded by this. You get through COVID. You somehow survive COVID.
Yep.
And all the craziness and the rules, and you get through the games, and you've had fans supporting you, and then you get through it, and you're like, okay, now we can have a normal season pretty much, and then it's like, oh, no, we can't agree on salaries and stuff, and so we're going to lock this out. It's unbelievable to
me. It makes nobody any money. So as of right now, these players are not working, per se, and everyone's favorite pizza delivery place, Papa John's, actually wants to take care of that.
Are you a pro ball player with too much free time from a prolonged offseason? If your team isn't doing much lately, why not join ours? Papa John's wants to sign you as our new preseason pizza pro. We'll put your talents to use catching orders, taking a swing at pizza making, and delivering the goods like you always have.
That's funny. Like, Papa John's is smart to capitalize on this moment and stuff like that, you know, so they get some press out of it at least.
Yeah, and as of right now, two players from the Atlanta Braves, Dansby Swanson and Jock Peterson, already took up the offer.
Really?
And worked a Friday night shift last week making pizzas, folding those boxes, because you see those boxes are kind of complex to fold, and delivering pizzas. And Papa John says that all of these employees will receive the same benefits that all Papa John's employees do receive and that will get paid. I don't know if
that's great.
An MLB player is going to fully appreciate the $12 to $15 an hour that Papa John's would give them, per se,
but
work is work.
You know what? And they'll appreciate the 50% off the pizzas for yourself. So, I mean, it's a win-win. I know these guys, obviously, they're probably just taking it for a publicity thing, which is really smart on their part. Like, plus, if you get some free pizza in the meantime, that's
win-win.
Pretty great. And if you're an Atlanta Braves fan and one of those dudes shows up at your house to deliver a pizza,
that's
you're
awesome.
Like, that's super cool, man.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Hopefully, we'll have some baseball back sooner rather than later. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we like to give you things that'll help you out from time to time. We call it The Scoop, and I found one on TikTok that I was like, oh, this is a good scoop for something that I need, and then I shared it with a friend of mine. blew her mind.
Here's what I love is that a lot of people will say TikTok is a time waster. And yes, it is. But you can learn valuable things.
Okay, for example, if you have, here's your scoop. If you have an iPhone and you look at your email in your iPhone and you want to delete things, it got very frustrating because you'd have to hit edit and then it would bring up the bubbles by each one and you'd tap each one, one, two, three. And I have 1,000 undeleted emails on my personal email, mm-hmm. and you have to go through tap, 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 scroll up, tap, 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 scroll up, and it's like, okay, this is enough. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the scoop, okay? If you take two fingers and put them on the screen and just drag them down, it will drag down and it will highlight everything. Ooh. And then if you stop, it will stop where you're at and you can either just hit delete from there or you could skip one. You can scroll up a little bit, skip one, and then keep scrolling down. That's the best feature of
it. Did you try this?
Oh, it works perfectly. And my friend, I didn't think it was going to be as big a deal to other people as it was to me because I'm like, this is amazing. My friend was like, oh my gosh, we're at Culver's. And she like went through all of her email right then and there. She checked out of the conversation and she was just deleting stuff like a champ. She's like, this is changing my life. So.
And it could change some people's lives, especially if they have a big bad, you know, email list like you did.
Oh, mine's horrible.
It's full of junk.
Yeah, I get so much stuff that I don't need. And so, yeah, it's a great way to actually get rid of those emails quickly without tap, 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 scroll, tap, 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 scroll. That gets old really fast. So there you go. That's your scoop for today. It might save you a little bit of time.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Well, this is a good sign that things are starting to get back to normal. The Batman was released this past weekend.
Yes.
And it had the second largest opening since the pandemic started.
Really?
Behind Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, both like action, big budget action movies. Okay, well, there you go. Batman's just gotten so dark for me, honestly. I'm not a giant fan of the Batman.
Yeah,
anymore.
And I haven't seen this new one, so I don't know if it's just as dark or any darker. I'm not sure. But after its first 3 days
he should get therapy. Honestly, like Batman needs therapy. That should be the next Batman. It's like him just on a couch
and him
working
crying
through it. Yes.
Oh, I would love that.
I like that.
Well, after its first 3 days out, the Batman made $128.5 million.
Wow.
Yes. And this new Batman movie features Robert Pattinson as Gotham City's hero. And if you don't know who Robert Pattinson is, he's Edward from Twilight. He played the vampire.
He doesn't look like himself anymore. Like, I would have never put that together, honestly. Like, I saw a thing, and I literally, this morning, I saw a trailer, and I went, who is that guy?
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea.
Well, I bet he's trying to redeem himself from all that.
Yeah.
But online, some are debating which actor they believe played the part best.
Okay.
So, who played Batman the best? Michael Keaton came in second with 30% of the vote.
False. And I love Michael Keaton, but false. Like, there's no way.
So who's your guess who came in at number one?
Bale.
I would say Christian Bale because those the Dark Knight movies and all that were
huge.
That's
when it first started getting dark. And he was, I think he was great at it, honestly.
Well, it actually was Ben Affleck.
Oh, come on.
They say he's the best Batman?
Yep.
No.
He played it best.
Really? I don't agree with that.
No. Like, he wasn't even the best Bruce Wayne. Like, he's much less the best Batman.
I don't know. You've lost me.
That's Batman's alter ego.
Oh.
That's when he's being the rich guy.
He's a rich billionaire.
Yeah. Wow.
Good grief.
Okay, I did not see that coming, to be honest.
I didn't either.
So you would both say Christian Bale.
I think so.
Yeah, well, hands down, Christian Bale or Carrot Top. He would be great.
I wish Carrot Top.
I wish Carrot Top would play Batman.
No.
That'd be so great.
No.
Oh, well, there you go. Everybody has an opinion about it. But I think the main thing on that story is that more people are out at the movies.
Yes.
And like getting back to normal life. Yay. That's what we need, you know, in this as we approach post-pandemic world. So there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we all work for a living, man. Doesn't matter what kind of business you happen to do. It always seems like there are weird rules that you have to follow. When I first got here, it was 15 years ago, and things are different than they were then. I mean, everything morphs and changes and stuff, but I remember coming from mainstream radio where, like, we were kind of catered to. Like, we were kind of like the big deal in the station, and no one messed with the morning show, and they didn't ask you to do things. And I got here, and because that was like mainstream radio, and I got here, and they're like, okay, so there's a chart, and the guys have rotating turns to take out the trash, and the women have rotating turns to do the dishes.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, that seems a little kind of like sexist.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, I know. I remember, honestly, this is before the Lord got a hold of me and worked on me a little bit. But I remember being like really frustrated by that. Like, I was better than that, you know? And I would get mad and have to take it out and stuff. And then I realized, like, dude, that's not a big deal. And you're not above that, you know? Actually, you're kind of beneath a garbage man. Like, they're probably better people than you. And
I've
so,
actually seen you eat out of the garbage.
I have.
So there's that.
So, you know, it was a weird rule. Like, I came across this story. This other lady said she worked at this place that catered. It was a food place that catered to, like, taxi drivers. And one of their rules was they had to call them things like darling, love, lovey, hun, dearie, like pet names, because the guy who ran the place is like, look, they've had long days and people treating them like garbage, and we want you to treat them like family, kind of thing. And so that was, yeah. But I mean, as a woman, you're like, creepy.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that at all. But no. That's a work rule. That's something you got to do.
Exactly. So I'm curious, you've heard a couple of these. Do you have at your job that rule? That work rule that's just kind of like weird, or you didn't see it coming when you switched into a new company or something like that. I just love to know, because I know mine isn't the only one and this one isn't the only one. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your weird work rules right now. Lisa, is there a weird rule at your work?
Okay, so the rule isn't the problem. I don't have a problem with the rule. It's all around metrics and due dates. But we have a rule that we have to exceed the rule. So if something is due on Wednesday, it's really due on Monday. Well, just make it due on Monday.
Right. Yeah, I totally get that. You know what? I'll be honest. I suffer from this in that if I give somebody a due date, I want them to beat the due date, because I always do. And so I'm part of that problem. I totally get that. And if it's on time, I almost see it as late.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, I have a manager just like you who's yelling at everybody because it's on the due date. It's not due yet.
Yes. I think it's a personal problem, actually, Lisa. It's something that they need to find help with.
Or just find better help. So what's yours?
I'm a registered nurse. And a few years ago, I had a patient that kept wanting more and more of this particular IV pain medication. And I checked the blood pressure, and it wasn't safe to give this medication. And the patient started, like, screaming and yelling and freaking out on me because I wouldn't give the medication. But I had to make, like, a medical judgment, like, no, I can't give this. Well, next thing I know, I have my manager at the door. And back then, you know, patient satisfaction had become really, like, supreme. It kind of, like, ruled everything, that you did everything to keep your patient happy. And so she pulls me out of the room, and she says, you need to check your attitude before you go into the next room. And I was like, but if I would have given her this, she might have coded and died. And she says, how are your patient satisfaction scores going to look? And I was like, oh, my God, you know.
Am I taking crazy pills here? You know, yeah.
Right. So, anyway, that's my story.
You're like, man, I should have just saved the pain meds for me, because I'm going to need them to get through this day.
Oh, my gosh, but it's so illegal, but yes.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you had not heard yet, we just kicked off something. We just announced it a little bit ago, and it is a really cool opportunity for a worship leader. If you're a worship leader and you love worship, or you are an up-and-coming songwriter who wants to do worship, like that's your passion in your heart, you have an opportunity to open for Chris Tomlin at a historic site, Red Rocks. Like, you can work your life to get a chance to play at Red Rocks. And this would be your opportunity to open up for Chris Tomlin in the worship space at Red Rocks in May. Huge. So if you are a worship leader, great. If you are not, but you have, like, you're really proud of your worship leader and you want them to know about this, you have to tell them how to get involved.
Yeah, so just text the word worship to 91979. That's the word worship to 91979. And we'll send you a text with all the info you need to know on how to get in.
The big thing is, too, is we want a little video of you sharing why this is important to you. So kind of talk about yourself and what worship means to you and why this would be a great opportunity. And then give us a little bit of what you do. You could do it right there, just you and an acoustic guitar or whatever, piano, however you want to do it. Or you can give us a link to times you've led worship. Doesn't matter. Like, it's totally up to you what you want to do. Just put your best foot forward, because we're going to have a lot of submissions on this, and somebody's going to get a chance to open up for Chris, which would be huge at Red Rocks. And if you are just a person that says, hey, I'd love to go to Red Rocks and see this show, you can get tickets this Friday. They go on sale at 11 Central. Okay, tickets on sale 11 Central time. And they're going to offer a discount right out of the gate for tickets as you know, people getting in at the beginning. It's just kind of a little special treat for you.
Yeah, a 20% off. I mean, that wouldn't hurt for sure. You got to use the word insider. The word insider, and that'll get you 20% off purchasing tickets online.
So write that down for tickets going on sale this Friday at 11 o'clock. And also make sure that you know to text the word worship to 91979 to enter our contest.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.